What is the capacity assurance program?
Well, essentially, the consent decree requires us to demonstrate that there is capacity in the sanitary sewer system before we allow new connections to the system, which is something we haven't done in the past.
Now, what are called remedial measures plans were developed for each of the city's 7 urban watersheds. What are those?
It's the list of capital projects that are intended to make those SSOs, or sanitary sewer overflows, essentially less frequent or less pervasive than they are today. In the consent decree, it lists 111 recurring sanitary sewer overflows, which means that they typically happen more than once in a 12-month rolling period.
And so are these defects, flaws in the system?
Mostly they are capacity related, that there's too much rainwater getting into the sanitary sewer system, which it should not be there. It should be in the storm sewer system. And when it rains, the system gets backed up, much like a roadway gets backed up after a basketball game lets out. And instead of getting backed up at a traffic light, it overflows out of a manhole or a pump station.
Now, this capacity assurance program, it revolves around a credit banking system. Can you first tell us, what is the credit bank?
Credit banks are geographic locations within the urban service area that are drawn around where these recurring SSOs occur. And basically, in some of those banks, that we would be able to have enough capacity to allow somebody to connect without a credit. In other cases where we've got a negative capacity balance, there you need credits, which are in gallons per day, in order to move forward with the connection that you want to have.
You have come up with a way to build into the system quite a few credits, and I'm referring to these storage tanks that will begin appearing around the county. Can you tell us more about those?
One of the biggest bank deficits that we have is at both treatment plants. So that really makes us unable to certify capacity anywhere right now. So we focused very early on in resolving the negative balances associated with our 2 treatment plants. So there is a project that is to begin in middle part of next year that would construct over 20 million gallons of offline storage at the Town Branch plant out off of Old Frankfort Pike. That 20 million gallons then would be available for development in that credit bank, including the downtown area, in order for them to be able to get approval for connection and be able to continue their projects without concern about cap. A similar type of project is about a year behind that as far as schedule-wise for West Heckman.
And does a gallon count as a credit unit?
It depends on the circumstance. Storage has a 1-to-1 credit, except in West Heckman. The credits vary depending on the type of corrective action you make and also geographically where it is, because some areas of town are much, much worse than others, and EPA set it up such as that you'd have to do more in those worst areas.
Okay. Mr. Developer, Mr. Builder is coming to you and wants to engage in building a property. Will a fee or deposit be required for a capacity request of reviews?
In most cases, newly developed projects that are just coming through the planning process will be required to pay a fee. There's a $450 administrative review fee for the application, basically because we're outsourcing a lot of that work. Many of the plans that were grandfathered, ones that were already in process that maybe hadn't built out all the way, the ordinance and the task force had decided not to impose a fee on them since they had already really been through the process.